Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. If you are brand new to this podcast, hi, I'm Dave. I am out walking. It is early in the morning. I live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I think when I tell folks that, they think that I live like right on the beach. I don't. Our house is about 2 miles from the beach. And where I'm walking right now, I can't see the ocean. I can't see the beach. But I can see, because I'm a little bit closer now, I can see the hotels off in the distance. I can see the beachfront hotels that are above the tree line. So I can look at those hotels and know that there are people in those hotels who are waking up right now, looking at the sunrise. Got a beautiful sunrise here. And looking at the ocean. And they've got a spectacular view as they are beginning their day. My view is of the backside of their hotel. Can't see the ocean, can't see the sand, can't see the beach, but I can see the tops of those hotels. Every now and then I talk about friction and the problem with friction. So let me give you an example of what I mean by friction. Friction is the stuff that we have to do before we get to do the thing that we actually want to do or need to do. There have been a few times where I have wanted to make a donation to an organization, believe in the organization's mission, and want to support that. And so I tap a link or go onto their website and begin the process of making the donation. And I'm hit with all of these other things I have to do. I have to create an account. It's like, what? I don't want to create an account. I just want to give you money. And so all these extra things before I get to the giving you money part are what I call friction. And there have been a couple of times where I stopped the process. I didn't give. I just left. Removing friction is important if we are going to be pursuing something either short-term or long-term, like fitness. Fitness friction is a game changer. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. Several times I've joined a gym, was very motivated to pursue fitness, going to the gym, working out, lifting weights, doing all the gym stuff, even set aside my feelings of awkwardness. I'm a gym newbie. You are not. You know what you're doing. You're staring at me, laughing at me, mocking me. Of course you're not, but I had to get past those feelings, those thoughts, and was able to. But working out at a gym never worked for me because of all the friction. I had to drive to the gym. I had to make sure that there was time to drive to the gym. When I got to the gym, I had to change into my gym clothes. I then had to go out and find equipment that was not being used by others. I had to wipe the equipment down. Then I got to actually do the fitness activity. When I was done the fitness activity, I had to wipe it down again, find another piece of equipment that wasn't being used, wipe it down, and then I got to do the fitness activity. And so this repeated, depending on how many activities I did during my gym session. But oh, I'm not done. When I finished, back into the locker room, showered, changed, got in the car, drove either to work or to home. All of that extra stuff was friction. So I probably spent maybe 20 minutes actually doing the fitness activity and another hour doing all the other stuff so that I could do the fitness activity. That's friction. When I was younger, I used to love riding my bike as a young adult. And I would go for these long bike rides, 25 miles, 30 miles. We lived near a trail that you could use for cycling or walking or running. And I could just hop on my bike, ride to the trail, and then ride as long as I wanted. Lived in Linthicum, Maryland. Would get on the trail, and I could actually ride all the way down to Annapolis, to the U.S. Naval Academy. And I would turn around and come home. I loved cycling. It was my fitness activity. I wasn't very intentional about it, wasn't very consistent about it, but I did enjoy doing it. And then we moved. We moved 20 miles away. I was no longer near that trail. In fact, we lived on a main road. So for me to cycle as a fitness activity and to do it safely, I had to take my bike somewhere else. I had to put the bike rack on the car. I had to put the bike on the bike rack. I had to drive to a location, take the bike off of the car. Then, and only then, could I ride. Could I do the fitness activity. When I was done, bike back on the bike rack, drive back home, take the bike off the bike rack, take the bike rack off the car, hang the bike rack up. All of that stuff is friction. And over time, the friction, both going to the gym and cycling, became too much. It was a game changer. And I stopped both. Stopped going to the gym, stopped riding my bike. Because the friction, all the stuff that I had to do before I could do the thing that I wanted to do, became overwhelming. It became too much. One of the beautiful things about walking for fitness, in many ways, walking removes a lot of that friction. Most of us can simply open the front door and head out and go for a walk. But even still, there are times when there's a little more friction, when the weather is such that I can't just open the door. I have to check the temperature, check the wind. Do I need to layer up? Or is it too hot? Is the sun strong? Do I need to lotion up, sunscreen? Is it going to be rainy? Is it going to rain before I get back? Let's take the umbrella. So there still is some friction, but it's much less than what I experienced when I was attempting to pursue fitness at the gym or ride my bike for fitness. One of the best things that you can do, one of the best investments of time and energy, mental energy that you can do, is thinking through the fitness activity that you want to pursue. Thinking about those things that provide friction, that cause friction. And how can you lower that friction or even eliminate that friction? I will tell you that one of the reasons we moved here to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and the community where we are, was because physical activity is built into the community. There are walking trails. There are cycling trails. Both Ava and I knew that all we were going to have to do was open the front door and head out. We could ride a bike. We could run. We could walk. And so for us, it was pretty dramatic, but moving lowered that fitness friction a ton. Wasn't the only reason we moved down here, but it was a significant reason, because we want to be active and we wanted that activity to be as friction-free as possible. Ava and I are more active now than we've ever been. So if you're struggling to make a fitness habit that lasts, it might be because of the friction. And it might be worth your time and energy to evaluate, so what is all the stuff that I have to do before I can actually do the fitness activity? And are there ways that I can lower or even eliminate that friction, making fitness more accessible? If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk today. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.